We didn't finish Sanhedrin yet.
Bottom. Yeah, the bottom of...
Huh?
No, we did. You did Amud Aleph on the bottom, yeah?
You'd base Amud Beis at the bottom. Don't you remember we learned the majority of women and the, what was the wrong with the... they gave him the Eitzah to do Pesach Sheni. We learned all that. One page, you base Amud Beis, 12 before. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines from the end of the page. Okay, Gufa, we learned before, and the Gemara was brought down like this. Amish Shmuel, Shmuel said, Eimabinus, Hashanah, Vim, Shleishim, Shaladr. We said, yeah, last time we learned, that Shmuel said, you cannot make a leap year on the 30th of Adar. Why? He said, Hoyel Varoy, Lekoivin, Nissen. Because technically, the 30th of Adar could be Nissen. Because if Adar has 29 days, then the 30th day would be Nissen. So therefore, he said, you cannot make the leap year on the 30th of Nissen. So now the Gemara says, Ibru Mai. What happens if they did? Bezdin made a mistake, and the 30th of Adar, they said, you know what? There's two Nis, there's another Adar coming up. Is it valid or is it not valid? Amar Ola Ola said, Emekachin as a Chedesh. Meaning like this. The same thing, Ola said, the Bezdin cannot do it, but again, Kid Shemai, what is the din if they did it? What's the din if they did it? Okay. So he says, So what happens if Bezdin made the 30th day a second order? They should not say that it's Rosh Chodesh. And Mekachin is Rosh Chodesh. Ula says, Bezdin cannot say, the court should not say that Adar Sheni is holy. They should wait another month to make it Nissen. In other words, he's saying, if they did it, it's done. If they did it, it's done. But they shouldn't proclaim...
second Adar Rosh Chodesh.
They shouldn't say the second Adar Rosh Chodesh. They should wait for Nissen. Kid Shumai, what happens if they did? If Beis Din said, it is Rosh Chodesh Adar... So he says, but Rava says, Batala Ibert, it's nullified. I mean, according to Rava, they go against Shmuel's din, and therefore it is not valid. If Beis Din proclaimed Rosh Chodesh, then it's not valid at all. And Rav Nachman Amar Mu'uber and Mekudesh, it's both. It is sanctified and is a leap year. So in other words, the case of the Gemara is like this. Shmuel said on the 30th of Adar, you cannot make two others on that day. You have to be done before. What happens if it was done? So Ula said it's valid, but they should not proclaim the next day Rosh Chodesh. Because it's going against Shmuel, basically. Let it just happen, but not to proclaim it as a second order, because they went against Shmuel. So the Gemara says, now what happens if they did do it? So they went twice against the din, so to speak. So Rava says, it's not at all valid. It's not a leap year. You go straight to Nissen. And Rav Nachman says it is a leap year. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Ela Rav Nachman. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, now let's see. According to you, there's going to be a big problem. He says, Mipur Ela Pischa. He said like this, from Purim to Pesach to Lasan Yemen is 30 days. Mipur Ya Dashinen Bilchus Pesach. And starting from Purim, we start learning the laws of Pesach. Where do we know that from? The Tanya says in the Braisa, Sherelin behilchus ha-Pesach, Kedem ha-Pesach, Shleishim yeh. The Gemara says, the Tanya, the Chachomim hold, 30 days before the Yom Tif, you have to start teaching the dinim of the Yom Tif. Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Shtei Shabbosos, 2 weeks. The Gemara's question, how much time do you need to learn it? Don't forget, it says in Shulchan Aruch that this is because this is pre-Shulchan Aruch, before everything was written in the book. Okay? Years ago, in the time of the Gemara, nothing was written. There's nothing, no organized Hilchos Pesach. So for 30 days, they would start learning the laws of Pesach. The Shem Gamliel says, no, you need 2 weeks. Okay? The Gemara learns out from Psukim in Chumash. Okay. So now the Gemara says, V'chimot Eresh Yacho. Now if Rish Chodesh follows Purim, Merachkin, like, people are gonna, if we can still make Nisan later, also Lozuzi B'chometz, then people are gonna make a mistake with Chometz. And that's really the questions on him also. But he says like this, what happens? I'm Purim, no, 2 weeks later they made a leap year. On the 30th of Adar. That's 2 weeks after Pesach. Right? Now, they started learning Hilchos Pesach Purim.
After Pesach or Purim?
Before Pesach.
2 weeks after Purim or
two weeks after Purim. After Pesach, I'm sorry. 2 weeks after Purim, I'm sorry. 2 weeks after Purim. Yeah? Now, they start learning Hilchos Pesach and Purim. So, in people's mind, 30 days from now, is going to be Pesach. They're not going to know 2 weeks later the Beis Din woke up to make a second other. Okay, so when are they going to keep Pesach? In the middle of Adar. And then when it comes to real Pesach, everybody's going to be eating chametz.
But I mean, they're going to know. I mean,
how do they know? They don't have calendars.
What if they have? I mean, when.
Yeah, 30 days to find out.
Yeah, it's a long time. I mean,
how are they going to know?
For 7 days.
Oh, wait a minute. The Gemara's not done. Okay, the Gemara's not. They know a little bit. 1 second. But he says, according to you, that you can make a leap year that late. That you're going to make a leap year that late. Yeah. You what's going to happen? People started learning Hilchos Pesach and Purim, which was really not the correct Purim because Purim is supposed to be another Sheni. But they didn't know there was going to be a leap year. So they did everything in the first order. Now people start learning over Pesach. Okay, Pesach's 30 days from now. And then all of them, Bezda makes a leap year. So it's not Pesach then. Pesach's a month later. So people are going to come to eat chametz in the real Pesach. So Gemara says, oh, man, second. Amalei, so Gemara said, May the yada the shatim habart. People know that it's leap year. Why? B'chosh ben Atalia Milsa. Because it's a matter that depends on calculations. Okay, you have to figure out, you know, the seasons with the whole thing the Gemara said before. Amr, they're going to say like this. The Gemara is going to say, you know what? The rabbis didn't complete the calculations until now. Okay? So people will make understand that it's possible to be a leap year and they'll check into it. As the Gemara answers. The Gemara says it's all dependent on calculations. It could be they didn't finish their calculations yet. So therefore, by then, everybody will know.
But rather, even for them, the privileges to find that other is 30 days or only 29 days, they still have to wait to find that out anyway. So either way, they have to find out something. So let them find out that the court is going to make a leap year, and a leap month.
Taka, that's why they kept 2 days. Because they didn't know. Why do we keep 2 days
Yom Kippur? Because
Itaka didn't know.
Oh, they didn't hear in time even for Nisan that when Nisan was going to start? At least they heard that.
No, they didn't know. Nisan could have wanted 2 days.
So why don't we keep Purim 2 days?
That would be good.
We should keep Nittel 2 days. It's Midrabanan. It's Midrabanan. The only question Halacha says we should keep Yom Kippur 2 days. If you think about it, Yom Kippur should be kept 2 days.
Was that in your announcing?
What's that? Because the answer is, because now we do know, and because it's too hard to die at this fast, 48 hours, the Chum said, we're keeping 1 day.
And Purim we don't do because it's Midrabanan anyway.
It's Midrabanan, and there are 2 days Purim, by the way, the Shushan Purim, and you know. What?
The Emir of announcing the leap year by Rosh Hashanah, so because people are in the shul.
No, the Gemara, they don't always figure it out by then. See, normally they didn't make a leap year late. If they knew it was going to be a leap year, they did it before Adar. Normally. Before Adar, people already knew when the leap year was going to happen. Right? Because they have to figure it out. They're able to figure it out. But the Gemara here is discussing the latest time you could do it is on the 30th of Adar. And Shmuel says he can't. Right? The truth of the matter is, the same question would be if it would be on the 29th of Adar.
Right.
If they make a leap year. It's still after Purim. The question is basically on any time after Purim that you're going to make a leap year, people are going to have a problem with it.
How would they let people know? By raising the fires from mountain to the mountain? How would the people in Babel know if it's on the 30th of Adar? How would they know that fast?
If what?
The fires on the mountain.
If what?
That there's a leap year.
They didn't do leap. The best didn't, no, leap years they didn't, it doesn't say that they...
How would the people in Babel know?
They sent out shluchim.
They had a whole month, right?
Yeah, it was a whole month to know. It wasn't. Okay. Amr Rav Yehuda Mishmol. Right. Amr Rav Yehuda Mishmol. Rav Yehuda said the name Mishmol. Ein Ma'abin Es Hashana. Okay. This is going... Remember we learned last time the four seasons, right? Now, Beis Din had to figure out a leap year for two reasons. Nisan has to be in the spring, and Sukkot has to be in the fall. Okay, both things need to be. Because Kol Chag HaOsev B'Tzeis HaShana. Now, Pesach has to be in the spring. Now remember, there's four seasons, right? There's what's called Tkufas Tishrei, Tevis, Nisan, and Tammuz. Remember, we made the whole Cheshbon, the solstices, whatever you call them. Okay. So he says, you only make a leap year. Unless if the season would be incomplete with the greater part of the month, meaning 16 days of Divrei Rav Yehuda or Rav Yosi Echad Ve'Esrim. Okay? In other words, like this. In order for the month, for the Beis Din to make this cheshbon of a leap year, they had to make it in a way that the majority of the month would be in the wrong season.
Wrong season?
In other words, if the majority of Nisan will be in the winter, then they make a leap year. But if the minority of Nisan would be in the winter season, they don't make a leap year. One second, the Gemara's going to explain everything. But the Gemara's just saying a statement, okay? Now, like he says, any days of Tishrei, which are going to be part of the summer, okay, because Sukkot is on the 15th, we don't know yet what most of Tishrei is. If most of Tishrei is going to be in the summer, then they make a leap year. If not the majority of Tishrei will be in the summer, only a few days, they don't make a leap year.
What is most? 16 days?
One second. So the Gemara says, V'kama ruba shochedish. What is considered the majority of the month? Rabbi Yehuda holds 16 days. Rabbi Yosi says 21 days. Okay?
How much difference?
16 to 21. It's a 5-day difference. And Gemara says like this. Huh? It could matter. Sure. The question is, do you have a leap year or not?
Why?
What's that? Ushneyam, Gemara says, Ushneyam mikra echadoshu. Both of them learn it from one pasuk. It says in the pasuk by Sukkot, v'chaga osiv tkufa seshana, the festival of the gathering, when they gather in the tvua, which is the tkufa seshana. Now, that means, when do you gather? You can't gather on Yom Tov. So which part of Sukkot do you gather the Tvua? Chol HaMoed. You can't do it Yom Tov, right? So Chol HaMoed, they would gather the Tvua into the house. So the Torah puts Tkufas HaShana connected to gathering the crop. That is, when is that? The second day of Sukkot, which is the 16th of Tishrei. One second. We'll see in a second. So it says like this. Chag HaOsev Tkufas HaShana. Right? The days of Sukkot is when you gather the crop. Now. And therefore that day has to fall in the new Tkufa. Tkufas HaShana. Which is Tishrei. Right? Remember we said the seasons go by Tishrei? The seasons start in Tishrei. Okay? So now, when the Pasuk says, Chag HaOsev Tkufas HaShana means, according to this opinion, Chol HaMoed Sukkot has to be in the new Tkufa. Because the Torah says clearly, when you gather the fruit, It has to be in the new tkufa. When do you gather the fruit? You can't do it on Yom Tov. You do it Chol HaMoed. So, Mar Savar, one opinion, meaning, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kul Echad Be'inim B'Tkufa Chadash. The whole Yom Tov needs to be in the new tkufa.
It has to be.
1 minute. The Mar Savar, Mixes Chad Be'inim B'Tkufa Chadash. You only need part of the Yom Tov. Meaning like this. It's very simple, Pashit, if you know the dates of Sukkot. It's either the first day of Sukkot is the 15th. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole gathering Yom Tov, meaning starting from the beginning of Chol HaMoed, needs to be in the new year, in the new season. So therefore, if 16th of, because the first day Tezvav is one day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, right? One day Yom Tov. So when do you start gathering? The 16th. So the Yehuda holds, the 16th day must be in Tishrei, Tkufas Tishrei, in the season of Tishrei. What happens before, we don't care. So as long as the calculations will make it that the 16th of Nisan is the first day of the Tkufa, everything is fine. Right? So if you have before that, you don't need to make a leap year. If Tishrei starts before that, Tkufas Tishrei, then you don't need to make a leap year. If it starts after that, you do need to make a leap year. Now, Biesi holds, you don't need the whole Yom Tov. Even one day of Chol HaMoed, if it's in the new season, it's good enough.
End of the Sukkot.
What day is the last day of Chol HaMoed? Hoshana Rabba. Hoshana Rabba is the 21st day of the month. So the question is very simple over here. Everybody agrees that Chol HaMoed Sukkot needs to be in the new year. The new tkufa. Tkufa again, not yet, tkufa, the new season. Yeah? Rabbi Yehuda says the whole Chol HaMoed needs to be in the new season. Chag HaOsif. When you start gathering, meaning the first day of Chol HaMoed, the 16th of Nisan, is when you need to be in the new season. Therefore, if the season will come out after the 16th, you must make a leap year. If the tkufa will come out before the 16th of Tishrei, you don't need to make a leap year because the Sukkot is in the new tkufa. Rabbi Yaisi holds, no, you don't need all of Chol HaMoed in the new season. Even if one day of Chol HaMoed, which is the Hoshana Rabba, which is the 21st of Tishrei, is in the new season, it's already called Chag HaOsif, Tkufa Sashana.
So from 16 to 21, not only 21. Any day or from 16
from
to
16 20, to 21.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Any day.
Right.
Does it also matter the opinion that some say Nisan is the new year,
yeah,
or Tishrei is the new year?
But seasons we learned before goes by the sun.
Didn't we say Nisan has to be Pesach
month,
has to be the spring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we learned also seasons from Nisan, from the Pesach.
No. Seasons go, and this is the only thing that we go by the solar calendar, is the seasons, the tkufis. That's why, when do we start saying in Chutz Lodetz, the same Talamotar? 60 days. Why December 5th? Or December 4th? Depending if it's a leap year or not. How does that get to the Goyish calendar? Right? Matcha Veruch, we start saying Shemini Atzeres. It doesn't matter what the English date is. Because Talamotar, whatever, because they in Bavel, we go by Bavel. In Bavel, they need to bring then 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. So whenever Tkufas Tishrei is, which is solar calendar, it's all about the sun, yeah? 60 days after that, which happens to be December, because again, the solar system goes by the Goyish calendar, right? So therefore, 60 days after which happens to be December 5th, unless if it's a leap year, so then you start saying the same Talamata. The four seasons, like we learned before, they had a whole Megillah here about that. The four seasons go completely according to the solar calendar. Here, the whole thing over here. We learned that before, we went through the whole thing. Although the Jewish calendar is lunar in nature, there's one aspect of the Jewish calendar system is based in the solar. This is a calculator when seasons begin. Okay? Because what's the seasons? The seasons is basically the sun's relationship with Earth. Goes into the whole thing. If you want to look it up on 11b2, note 10. We went through that whole thing over there. Okay? The solar calendar, the month, the Chodesh, depends on the moon, when you see the moon. Now that depends on the relationship between the sun and the moon. Because what do we see in the moon is the reflection of the sun on the moon. So you need to know the position of the sun. That's the whole Kiddush HaChodesh of the Rambam, figuring that out. And that's what Beis Din needed to figure out, if it's feasible to see the moon or it's not feasible to see the moon. What did they need to figure? It wasn't only enough that the witnesses came. Because Beis Din wanted to make sure it was feasible to see the moon. Then if the witnesses came, then you can trust them. But if Beis Din figured out calculation-wise that it was impossible to see the moon, and the witnesses came and they saw the moon, then we know they're liars.
The Eidim are a double guarantee.
It's a double guarantee. Mm-hmm.
What motive might
they have? One second. That's why, by the way, now that we don't have the Eidim, we have the calendar, it's figured out totally on Cheshbon. So Beis Din would figure out based on the Cheshbon. But that's the lunar calendar, which is in the Jewish year. In the Jewish year, there's no year. There's months. Okay? Even, God forbid, morning, Avelus. Yeah? Morning period of 12 months. It's not a year.
Yeah.
It's 12 months. There's a leap year. You stop the Avelus a month earlier. Then you have a Yahrzeit a month later. In a regular, it's a... In halacha, there's no solar except for the tkufis.
The whole is
because what's the seasons? The seasons is the relationship between the sun and earth, not the sun and the moon, which is the chodesh, and we only go yisol demim lelevana. But the seasons is the relationship of the sun and earth. And like he went through the whole, where the sun is in the north and south, and closer to earth, you know, where we're in the equator, it's all is the same. And then in the winter, it's more to the north. So therefore, the winter in north is warmer and the south is colder because it's further away from the sun. That's completely dependent on the solar system. So it's nothing to do with Nissan. There is a Tkufas Nissan. There is a Tkufas Tishrei. The four seasons, in English, they're called fall, winter, spring, and summer. In Torah, they're called Tkufa of Tishrei, Teves, Nissan, and Tammuz.
There are some countries then that are in the wrong Tkufa.
You mean South America?
Right.
Southern Hemisphere.
Right.
Right. By them it's... Right.
And Australia.
Huh?
Australia and
Australia. Right, wait, the whole Southern Hemisphere, no? Alaska. South Africa... What?
Alaska also the Alaska?
No, Alaska is in the same hemisphere.
Because they have the
south
sun.
South.
South of the equator.
Hours, but same hemisphere.
Seasons are the same, the hours of the day is different.
Yeah, but Marshall, no. Because in December, in January, when by us it's, not in California, but the normal place where it's cold, over there it's hot, over there it's summer. In fact, there's a whole big shaila in Paskim. When do they say the Saint Talamater?
What about Pesach?
Because Lachayr, huh?
Pesach, what happens to Pesach? Oh, yeah.
Well, Pesach is a problem, eh?
Right.
They go by Yerushalayim or Babel.
Even Saint Talamater. Even though we ask it in the winter, but them it's in the summer, but they're davening for Eretz Yisrael. But there's a tshuva in Beis Yosef, there's a lot that what happens if they made a mistake? They messed up, it's not so bad as by us. Because by them, if they say the Saint Talamater in their winter,
yeah,
it's okay because that's their winter.
They go by the first minute.
No.
But we do say Shanat Yovel.
The only question is, L'cheira, Pesach in the southern hemisphere is not in Tkufas Nissan. But they have it. Whatever.
Oh, so the calculations of Yovel.
It could be Tkufas Nissan, it's just in this, and the weather is different.
Right. But they're tuned with Yerushalayim, right?
Yeah. But one minute, it's not a problem. Pesach by them is also Tkufis Nissen. Except that Tkufis Nissen by them is different than it is by us weather-wise.
Right. Yeah.
But it's still Tkufis Nissen.
It's spring, and they say it should be spring.
It's not spring.
But for Sukkot, they're not gathering in their grain at that time.
But they're going by the northern hemisphere. I don't know.
Rabbi, you said the Jewish calendar goes by the month. What do we do with Yovel? I thought we go based on years. Yovel,
yeah, there
or
is.
Shemitah.
This year is Tovshin Ayin Dalid, began in Tishrei.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm.
But not in halacha issues. Yeah, there's a din Tishrei to Tishrei.
That's years.
But it doesn't go by the solar calendar, Yovel. Tishrei could be in September, it could be in October. The year is the Torah year, but basically, the Chodshei Hashana. There is a concept of a year, but it's not really a year. It's more months.
But every 3 years, it fine tunes itself.
What?
4 years.
The calendar.
The calendar.
Yeah, it has to. If the solar calendar would be exactly 365 and a quarter exactly, okay, it would be one din. If the lunar calendar, the lunar month would be exactly 28 and a half days, but it's not exactly. That's why sometimes you have Cheshvan 30 and Kislev 30, like this year. Sometimes it's 129, 130, sometimes both 29, it depends. It has to straighten itself out. Because it's not exact.
Every 10 years is getting 2 minutes.
Whatever.
Rabbi, was there any motive for some witnesses to lie about seeing the moon or not?
Sometimes not lying intentionally. Sometimes they... But you had troublemakers. You think only today in Shul there's troublemakers. There was always troublemakers. The Jews always, from the day the Jews were created, they were troublemakers.
Sometimes
look, Chum Das and Naviram started all the way from the beginning.
Sometimes the object you thought it was the moon.
Yeah.
No, but they also got a free meal and a lot of
no, that whoever came got a free meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rabbi, this calendar just will 100 years from now. If they have it, they can set up for 100 from here.
The calendar is set up until the end of the times. Yeah.
So you mean all the witnesses were Persian? Free meal?
You said it, not me. What?
If the calendar is so precise, what do we need to go back to the older times?
Why when Mashiach comes, we go back to the olden days? Because the Torah says, "Achidush as alochem," it should be based on the witnesses. The whole place of Migdash system, Karbonis are going to be everything.
The moon is going to be like the sun.
Yeah, so they discuss all of that. Is discussed in Svarim. So what's going to be, or a Chama will be like.
When we get there, we'll worry about it.
Yes, good point.
They're going to write another Gemara and talk about the relation.
Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Michael Savida, what do they hold? Okay. Now the next thing is like this. Like it says, the day of the equinox is a part of the earlier season, the old season, or is it the new season? The day of the Tkufa, is that the old season or the new season? So he says like this, Michael Savida, what does Rabbi Yisrael and Yehuda hold? If you're going to say the day of the equinox is the end of the previous season, then even if not as Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael said, if it's 16th and 21st, in other words, Gemara just clarifies. Gemara's not asking the question. Gemara clarifies. If the 16th, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have the 16th because you need the whole Yom Tov. Now, if the 16th is the day of the equinox, the day of the Tkufa, then if it's of the old month, the old system, then the 16th is not in the new season.
Yeah.
It's still part of the old season. Mm-hmm. Right? So therefore we must say that the day of the season is considered the new year. The new season, not the new year, the new Tkufa. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the 16th of Nisan is the day of the Tkufa, right, then it's fine. Because that day is the new year, so the 16th is in the new year. But if the 16th is in the old Tkufa, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to have a problem. But same thing according to Rabbi Yehuda for the 21st. So therefore, the Gemara says, Ella, Kasavir, both of them hold, Yom Tkufa Maschul, the day of the equinox, because that's when it's exactly, the day and night are exactly equal, that's the day of the Tkufa. Okay? Therefore, the Gemara's conclusion is like this. In order for the Tkufa to start, you need either the 16th, this is for Pesach, for Sukkot, by the way, not for Pesach. Right? This is for Sukkot. And for Sukkot, we also make a leap year. So Bezna has to figure out, in Adar yet, before, the Adar before, if the, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the 16th day of Nisan is going to be the new Tkufa and onward,
Tishrei, not Nisan. Kufa. Nisan,
16th
of Tishrei.
16th, Tishrei, you're right. After 16th of Tishrei. So then if you hold, if the 16th of Tishrei, because it begins the new Tkufa, it's okay. Because then you have the whole season in the fall. Okay, but if the 16th is part of the old Tkufa, and the new Tkufa begins the 17th, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to have to make a leap year. Because you don't have the whole Chol HaMoed. The BAC also, if the 21st is part of the old Kufa, and then the new Kufa begins Shmini Atzeres, it's not going to work, because you don't have Chag Osif then. It has to be Sukkot. So this is what the Gemara says. Therefore, the Gemara's conclusion is, the day of the season, the day of the Kufa, belongs to the new one, not the old one. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to challenge that. Meisvei, there's a question, we learned in the Braise, clearly not like that. Meisei, we learned in the Braise, Yom Tkufa Gomer Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the day of the Tkufa belongs to the old season. Rabbi Yehuda Yomer, Yom Tkufa Maschu. That it begins the new season. We just got through saying in the Gemara that everybody says, the day of the season is the new season. Right? Not the old season. Braisa says clearly, Rabbi Yehuda says, the new day of the season finishes the old season. Which is mamish contradictory to what we just said. And Rabbi Yehuda Taka says, Yem Tkufa Maschul. V'eitanya, that's one problem. Okay? Now, V'eitanya, now the Braisa we learned, Eim Abin Sashonam, you don't make a leap year, Elim Kenoisa Tkufa Chaser Ruba Shochedish. You need, again, the same expression, you need the majority of the month. Gemara says, Kamaruba Shochedish, what is considered the majority of the month. Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Shisha Seyem.
I'm a little bit lost.
What?
Sorry. I don't understand. What does it mean, majority of the month?
Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 16, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 21.
So which one is it? You can't have argument in fact. It's this or that.
It's halacha. When is the new season?
So at the time when they were...
One second. Let's...
I don't understand the core concept.
The core concept is there's four seasons.
Okay.
Sukkot has to be in the fall season. Pesach has to be in the spring season. You get it?
Yeah.
Now what happens if Pesach is not going to fall out in the fall?
Then we change
in the spring,
around.
I mean.
Then we change things around so it would fall in
the... How do you change things around?
We add a month.
You had a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If Pesach is not going to be in the spring, or Sukkot will not be in the fall, okay, because the fall will begin after Sukkot, or the spring will begin after Pesach, or during Pesach, correct? Then Pesach is not in the spring. Mm-hmm. And Torah said it has to be in the spring. And Torah says about Sukkot, it has to be Chagos, it has to be in the fall.
Correct? Even the first day is the important day.
But that's what the Gemara is not saying. Because by Sukkot, the Torah says, Chaga Osif, Kufa Sashana, what is the Torah talking? What needs to be in the fall season? Let's forget Pesach, okay? No, we're talking about Sukkot. What makes Sukkot in the fall? Which part of Sukkot?
Chol HaMoed.
Why Chol HaMoed? Because the Torah says, Chag Ha'asif, at the time you gather the crop, That's when you need to be in the fall. Now, when do you gather the crop? Cholamed, which is the 16th, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole gathering period needs to be in the fall. What's the gathering period? Cholamed. The whole Cholamed, beginning from the 16th. Rabbi Yehuda says, when the Torah says, Chag Ha'asif Tkufas Hashana, when you gather, that's when you need to be in the fall.
Let me finish.
So therefore, Chol HaMoed, which is the gathering time, that's what the Torah demands to be in the fall. So therefore, if the 16th is going to fall out before fall,
and how do we define fall?
Extended.
What the season? That's
the
season. X amount of days per season. Okay.
We go by the solar.
This is the whole thing is solar system.
Okay.
Now, if the 16th will be in the fall, then there's no need to make a leap year because everything's fine. The 16th is in fall. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't even need that. I don't need the whole Chol HaMoed to be in fall. I need at least one day of Chol HaMoed to be in fall, which is the 21st day.
Anywhere from 16 to 20,
but at least, they said, at least one day.
Even if the last day falls in.
Right, according to Rabbi Yossi, if the last day falls, which is the 21st, because 22nd Shemini Atzeres, yeah? If the 21st falls out in the fall, it's good. But say that you don't need to make a leap year.
Because the 22nd is also what?
But the Chachamim, they knew exactly how to calculate the seasons.
No.
To the point.
Right.
But why do they need to go through this? Procedures. They knew how to calculate with the season corresponding.
That, but this is the way they're calculating it. That if, but now, based on the seasons, when the seasons fall out, we need to make a cheshbon if you're going to have to make a leap year or not.
But if they do the calculations, why do they have to wait until the end of the Adar to decide it's going to be a leap year?
That's why they didn't. They usually did it before. But what happens, the Beis Din wasn't there, they're playing golf. I don't know what they were doing. They were not around. So the Gemara's question over here, when we began today, was, what's the latest you can make a leap year? The Gemara tells the story, Rabbi Kiva wasn't there, and they needed Rabbi Kiva to do it. Or the Chacham, many times they traveled to Rome, if there were decrees against the Jews. There were issues that came up, you know, that they figure out. Technically, they were able to figure it out even before Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara says, you don't proclaim it until after Rosh Hashanah. You're right. But things happen. Your question is, what happens?
But the same machlokes is on Nissan.
One second. Based on this, you see, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, based on this, the Gemara says, therefore, l'cha'edah, we must say that the 16th or the 21st, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, respectfully, if that's the day of the Tkufa, the day of the Tkufa is from the new season. That means we must say that Rabbi Yehuda holds the 16th of Nisan must be in the new Tkufa, not in the old Tkufa. Why? Because if the 16th is in the old season, then you don't have the whole Chol HaMoed in the fall. One day is in the winter. One day is in the summer, I mean. Right. And the same thing Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi also. He says the 21st day needs to be in the fall. Which means, if the 21st day is the day of the Tkufa,
you're fine.
Which means that the 21st is the new day of the new season.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, simply, that's what we must say. That the day of the season is the new season. So the Gemara says, it says in the Braisa clearly, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, the first day of the season belongs to the old season.
So, if it's not accepted.
So then, if it belongs to the old season, that means if 16th is the day of the Tkufa, but the Chayda belongs to the earliest, so it belongs in winter.
Summer.
Belongs in fall. Right? That's question number one. V'ei, Tanya, it says again the same Lashon. The old make a leap year only if the Tkufa is missing the majority of the month. The Kamer Ubi Shochedesh, and Mark explains, it doesn't mean, what's the majority of the month? Again, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shisha Siyayim. Right? Why? Shtei Yodis Bachedesh. He says, 2/3 of the month. The Kamer Shtei Yodis Bachedesh. And how much is 2/3 of the month? Chofyan 20 days. Okay? That's what we don't know yet what it means. Gemara is going to explain Rashi, he says. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Mechashvin Shisha Asr Lefnei HaPesach Ma'abrim. If the winter would extend 16 days into Pesach, then you make a new leap year. Shisha Asr Lefnei Achag, if it's 16 days before Sukkis, Ei Ma'abrim. Then you don't make a leap year. In other words, Rabbi Yosi is differentiating between Pesach and Sukkis.
So, which one is more important? Pesach or Sukkot? To make leap year?
It depends what you, which holiday you like better.
No, not as far as calendar.
Well, we'll see. According to Rabbi Yosi, seemingly there's a difference between Pesach and Sukkis. According to Rabbi Yosi, there's no difference.
Isn't this contrary to what you just said?
Well, yeah, that's what the Gemara is at. That's why the Gemara is called Mesa. It's a question. The Gemara, a question is, how could you say this when we find contradictory statements from before? That's what the Gemara is asking now. One second. So he says, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says, Mechashvin, we calculate how many days into Nisan and Tishrei. So it says, Shishos of Nea Pesach. If the winter goes 16 days before Pesach, Ma'abrin. Shisha Asaf Ne'achag, Ei Ma'abrin. Again, we're going to see the whole thing, so I don't forget that today. Rav Shimon, Eim Rav Shimon says, Av Shisha Asaf Ne'achag Ma'abrin. There's no difference between Pesach and Sukkis. Acherim Eimrim, Miutei, even the, would expect, lesser part of the month, we also make a leap year. The Kama Miutei Arba Asayim. Okay, now, the question over here is, it's a line of McGill, but the question is very simple. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says that if 20 days, remember we said before, Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be 16 days, not more, because you need the whole Chol HaMoed. Mm-hmm. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says 20 days, which exactly Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that on the 21st day has to be the new Tkufa. In other words, in our Braisa, we just said that Rabbi Yehuda says you go by the 16th of Nisan. Yeah? And over here he says clearly, Shisha Siyim, but it has to be, no, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say 16. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shtei Yadav Bachayish, 2/3 of the month, which is 20 days. This whole Megillah is asking one line on one line. Here Rabbi Yehuda says in this Braisa, according to Shmuel's opinion, because Shmuel quoted this opinion, that Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be 16 days to make a leap year. 16 days, yeah? Mm-hmm. And that price, it says, Rabbi Yehuda says clearly 20 days. So there's a question on Shmuel. How could Shmuel say Rabbi Yehuda says 16? Right? Because you need the whole Chol HaMoed to be Chag HaOsif. When the price over here clearly says, Rabbi Yehuda says 20 days, not 16. And the Gemara answers, Kasha. So you have a Kasha. You have a question.
I have a question.
What? You also have a question. Okay.
The question is that the Sukkah, the Pesach, has to be on the full moon, regardless of 20, 16 days or 15, 21 days.
But that always is, because it's in the Hebrew month.
It has to be on the full moon.
Correct.
Right. So how can we say that, okay, if you calculate it from 16 or 21 days, that...
No, it's nothing to do with Pesach. Pesach is on the 15th of Nisan. The only question is the 15th of Nisan in the spring or in the fall, in the winter? And Sukkot also is the 15th. It has nothing to, one's lunar, one's solar.
Right.
Pesach is always on the 15th, regardless, because it has to be a full moon.
So is it
Sukkot. But that's nothing today if it's in the winter season, fall season, spring season, or summer season. That has to do not with the 15th. The full moon has nothing to do with the seasons. The seasons have to do with the sun, and the full moon has to do with the month.
That's what I'm saying. If
I have a brother-in-law, he lives in South Africa, he's not practicing anymore. He used to be a lawyer. The Rebbe told him to go back to, he wanted to go and to be a rabbi. The Rebbe told him to go back to South Africa and practice law. Anyway, his first law case that he had in court, he had two. The first one, when he walked into court, the judge said to him, take off that yarmulke. He said he's allowed to wear it. And he fought the judge and he won in court. that every lawyer, whoever wants to wear a yarmulke in court, can wear a yarmulke in court in South Africa. But the first case that he had as a lawyer, he was defending one Schwarzer killed another. One African, South African, no, I don't know, whatever you call them.
African.
One Schwarzer killed another Schwarzer. Bottom line. So he was defending, he was, defending the Schwarzer. So he asked the prosecuting witness who testified that he saw the murder. He said it was late at night. How did you see the murder if it was at night? So the guy said, by moonlight. And my brother-in-law knew, based on the calendar, there was no moon that night. It was like Rosh Chodesh or the second. There was no moon. It was impossible to push it to see it. So he said to the judge, Your Honor, look, take an almanac. There was no moon that night. He knew it because of the days of the month. Mm-hmm. And he won the case because the guy disproved him. Wow.